Every year, you have a plan. You try to have a good habit, or you try to fix your bad habits. So, have you planned, and are you practicing them well? Probably you had a plans like reading the Bible, evangelize people, and praying. But those who don't pray well made a resolution to pray well this year. Those who used to pray, but, you know, cease praying, may, had a plan to restore first love and pray fervently. If you are a worker or pastors, you would make another time, other than, Daniel prayer meeting, to pray. Now, 2020, are you keeping your plans well or resolutions well? If you have not done well, then please grab the opportunity of special Daniel prayer. You cannot do it alone, but since Father God and the Holy Spirit will pour down His grace upon you so that you can receive strength to pray and you can receive the fullness of the Holy Spirit. And Mrs. Bonlin Lee will devote herself and she will sacrifice herself. So thanks to her sacrifice, you can get great help. The Bible surely tells you that whatever you bind on earth shall have been bound in heaven, and whatever you lose on earth shall have been loosed in heaven. So we made this in a special prayer meeting, and the Father God will specially listen to you and specially answer to your prayers. So this is the chance. A special Daniel prayer meeting, many people say, I just began special Daniel prayer meeting, but I received answer already. Since it is a special Daniel prayer meeting, and of course, you prepare yourself all the more specially for this prayer meeting. So I hope that, Father God is waiting to give you overflowing blessings and answers along with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Father God accepts your prayer. Father God gives you special answers. So have great expectation for that. Especially for this special prayer meeting, Senior Pastor always emphasized on it. He said Father God is waiting for this prayer meeting. And he also mentioned about Daniel prayer meeting many times. So, we have to keep watching and praying. This is the command of Father God. We gotta pray, especially in this church. You pray early in the morning and to get more fullness of the Holy Spirit, to get better strength. We have, a Daniel prayer meeting every day. Every church emphasizes on in a prayer, and they revive when they pray, and they can special time to pray, like all night prayer or early morning prayer. They run all kinds of prayer time, but this church, we give, Daniel prayer meeting every day. So, better than, praying alone. Of course, it is okay. It is important to pray. If you pray early in the morning, so you can skip Daniel prayer meeting. It's better, gather together and then pray in one voice, and that prayer has greater strength. So this church helps you to pray all together. And Father God is pleased with it. So please, attend Daniel prayer meeting with thanks. Senior pastor once said, if you have a meeting plan for Daniel prayer meeting, it should not be so, okay? Why do you, why do you have any plans during Daniel prayer meeting is being held? And people said, because all the people come. Well, but that's not what Father God is pleased with. So you should never have other plans when there is a Daniel prayer meeting time. So if you have some games or meetings or some other meetings, and then even singers, you know, they prepare themselves for the special, you know, song during the Daniel prayer meeting. Well, there are people who, you know, who work during the day, so they got no time, so they practice during the Daniel prayer meeting. But senior pastor, even in this time, you know, pray during the Daniel prayer meeting and find another time to practice. Then Father God is pleased all the more. Then we should not make an excuse. We should not have any other meetings during Daniel prayer meeting time. And special Daniel prayer meeting regarding it, senior pastor said, you should never change your mind. What does it mean? From the beginning till the end, you should not skip a day, right? But that's the basic thing that you gotta do. Well, I pray every day, and then I don't come late. But, you know, I don't receive answer. Well, think about it. Your devotion, your earnestness, you know, that should, you know, keep going on for the entire 42 days. You know, you begin Daniel prayer meeting, I mean, especially special Daniel prayer meeting, you begin on the first day. You have to keep that special heart and mind for 6 weeks. Then you can surely receive answer to your prayers. Some people lose that, you know, heart and mind after a week later or 2 weeks later, okay? That is the changing of mind. So you gotta keep your mind. You shouldn't change your mind and mind. You shouldn't change your mind and heart. And you gotta pray until our Lord comes back. If you pray, just to come to Daniel prayer meeting is not enough. You shouldn't doze off. You shouldn't murmur during the prayer. With all your heart and mind and strength and wisdom, you gotta pray. That's how you should pray during Daniel prayer meeting. And especially in special Daniel prayer meeting, I hope that every one of you can find, you know, some fun in praying. Aha! And whenever I pray, I can receive answers like this. Who stopped me praying now? You know, I hope that you can taste the goodness of prayer and then keep on praying. So I told you how you understand how important the prayer is, and get the strength to overcome the enemy, devil, and Satan. Why the Lord told you not to cease praying, and why the Lord said keep watching and praying in order not to be tempted. If you read the Revelation, there are seven churches, and among them, there are churches who listen to the words of praise and advice and retribution. I mean, the reproach. Think about the church in Ephesus. The Lord, you know, reproached the church in Ephesus about losing the first love. They lost the first love. Why? Because they stopped praying. Even if you haven't stopped praying, I lost my first love. Well, think about it. The first love, you are so full of the Holy Spirit. That fervent prayer stopped in the middle. I'm pretty sure you started a very fervent prayer from the beginning. However, you lost that fervor. You lost that fervor. Sometimes, you know, you don't think it is too much to come late to Daniel prayer meeting. Sometimes you leave before the end, and or you make an excuse that you are so tired. So even if you didn't skip a day, you didn't use all your strength to pray. If you had not, I mean, if you had, then you would have received answers to all your prayers. So you lost the fervor, you didn't pray earnestly, that's why you were tempted, and you lost your first love. So most of you, the reason you lost the first love is because you stopped praying. Until you are completely sanctified, you are tempted by the enemy devil and Satan. So if you are not keep and watching, then you can be tempted and lose your first love. If you are lazy, then if you stop praying, then you will lose the fullness of the Holy Spirit. So your first love for the Lord will cool down. So prayer is like an oil in a lampstand. If there is an oil in a lamp, then the light will not go off. So if there is enough in oil inside the lamp, then even if wind blows, the light will not go off. However, if there is not enough in the oil, then the light will easily go off. From the moment you accept the Lord, if you have kept on praying fervently, then you will not be tempted and you will not lose first love. However, you stopped praying, so you lost the first need for fullness of the Holy Spirit, and you lost the first love, and you lost your faith. Then, to recover all of this, you gotta start fervent praying. You come to pray, you gotta pray fervently with all your heart. Well, if you've been lazy, I didn't stop praying, but, I don't receive answer. Well, you got a little bit lazy. You pray with idle thoughts. You didn't pray with all your heart and strength. You don't even remember what you prayed for. That kind of prayer? Well, when you are a novice Christian, then Father God will allow you. Father God will say it's okay because you're a novice. However, you have to remember how fervent your first in the prayer was. So I always myself, whether I'm giving the most fervent prayer in entire my life, or if I'm repeating the prayer that I used to pray before, I ask myself, make a habit of praying, but whether I am praying the way I used to pray before, which means, I am becoming lazy. So you shouldn't be like that. Wise, you will lose your fullness and you will lose your first love. So, you gotta pray fervently from now on. Prayer gives life to your soul and spirit. It provides joy and vitality. And it is mandatory to maintain your good Christian life. It is mandatory to go to good heaven. You say, Lord is my Lord and God is my Father. You come to service. But if you don't pray every day, then the light of your spirit is gone. Even if when off, you can come to church. But eventually, you will lose your, confidence in your salvation. If you're inside the church, you may have. But if you go home, then you may be curious whether you have, your confidence in your salvation or not. You recover the lost image of Father God. If you feel it, then you can be confident that you will receive salvation. But that's possible only when you pray. The prayer is a shortcut to receive answer. It is to depend on Father God. If you depend on Father God, you will be blessed. When you depend on God, Father God will guide you. Now, how can you depend on Him? You can depend on Him through your prayer. If you're a pastor or a worker, the prayer becomes the strength to harvest the fruit and to be faithful. Well, sometimes, you can work for the church by your habit, but it shouldn't be. Even if you can do it, you got to hold on to Father God and receive the Holy Spirit's strength through prayer. Once, I said to Senior Pastor, it was quite difficult to deliver a message, but, it's not difficult to deliver a message nowadays. Senior Pastor said, well, if you think this preaching is easy, then you have become arrogant. If you are arrogant, you cannot receive the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Senior pastor said, there were too much inspiration. The senior pastor said, there are too many inspiration of the Holy Spirit. The next day, the next Sunday, there was no inspiration during the sermon. So it was too difficult for him to deliver a message. The senior pastor said, I'm sorry, Father. Forgive me. When the senior pastor repented like that on this altar, Father God started to give him the inspiration again. So this is what senior pastor said. Always depend on Father God and deliver your message. Okay, I will do that. I had the conversation. Even though I deliver a message every week and receive strength from Father God, the next week, you know, if Father God does not give me wisdom, I cannot prepare for it. Only by holding on to the strength of Father God and with humbleness, then only after I pray that, you know, Father God, please give me wisdom and inspiration of the Holy Spirit so that I can deliver a message so that the whole congregation can understand it. I gotta prepare for it like that. It's easy to deliver a message. Well, I cannot do that. I can't. You shouldn't manage your work just like you used to do, just like you do your habit, okay? You got to hold on to Father God. Please, help me not make mistake. Please give me strength to manage it better. Well, then Father God will give you strength so that you can do something that you were not able to do. So I always pray for messages. Father, please, give me inspiration. Let me find the correct materials so that that this message would be proper for all the people. Even the people listen to this message, let them receive grace. Let them receive understanding of the Holy Spirit every week. I always prepare my message like this. So ask yourself, if you do your job with prayer like this every week, every day, if you don't do it, you're just managing your jobs in church just like you manage your works in the world, okay? So without prayer, you cannot receive the Holy Spirit. You cannot receive the fullness of the Holy Spirit. You cannot receive answers and blessings. You cannot expect to grow up spiritually. Only through prayer, you can receive the fullness of the Holy Spirit. You can understand the Word of God. You can receive grace and strength from Father God. And you can live by the Word of God. So, when you pray, you can accomplish the will and providence of Father God. Therefore, especially workers, you gotta pray. Then you can do Father God's job correctly. Not only for the works in worldly business. Well, this is the job not related to church, you know, so I can manage it by my own wisdom. Even if it is a fleshly job, if you use, you know, worldly methods, no way. You gotta be guided by the Holy Spirit. In order to do so, you gotta pray. Especially for some important jobs, you gotta pray. You gotta fast. So senior pastor once said, whenever you have to manage some, great projects for church, like a moving church sanctuary, and or some and doing some in the great project of the church, then you gotta pray and fast to receive inspiration of the Holy Spirit. So if you don't pray, if you don't receive the guidance of the Holy Spirit, then you are just managing, you know, church works as if you managed your worldly jobs, and you cannot accomplish Father God's will and providence. So if you're a church worker, then you gotta wake up all the more and pray. So through this message, I hope that you can make bread from this message and give beautiful prayer to Father God. Brothers and sisters, Father God wants you to live a very blessed life. So Father God sent the Holy Spirit to you so that the children of God can overcome the world and live a healthy and blessed life. By the power of the Holy Spirit, you may defeat the enemy, devil, and Satan, and acquire perfect salvation. Jeremiah 29 verses 11 and 12 says, For I know the plans that I have for you. Jeremiah, what kind of situation? Israel was attacked by all other in the neighboring countries. You know, he was the Israelite. I mean, Israel was in being attacked by many neighboring countries. And the king of Israel, was looking for a chance to avoid all those in the wars. So they were in difficulties. So they were facing difficulties, and in that situation, Jeremiah said so. For I know plans that I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans for welfare and not for calamity, to give you future and hope. But this is not the plan that I have for you. My plan was for your welfare and for hope and future. You are facing calamity, but that's not what I give to you. I want to give you welfare and hope. Through this calamity, you can come before me. You can come closer to me and pray. Then I will give you peace and answer and blessing. This is what Father God says. Israelites were complaining against God. Father God, give me this difficulty and calamity. You know, He bothers me. You know, people, misunderstood it, misunderstood God. But Father God says, I don't have any plans for your calamity. I had plans for your welfare and future and hope. Come closer to me and seek, and I'll give it to you. And then verse 12 says, Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. Your difficulties, your calamities, I know. But I want to give you blessing. For you to receive blessing, you got to come to me and pray. So we must pray in order to get welfare and live with hope. Father God wants to bless us, but if you don't look for it, then He cannot give it to you. That's the principle of spiritual world. When we pray, Father God makes the impossible possible, make things that didn't exist come to exist, and let you receive answer to your prayer. So, I'm going to tell you why you receive temptation when you don't pray, and how you can keep and watching and praying, and how to receive blessing of making your spirit and soul prosper and being prosperous every day. You gotta breathe to live, right? If you don't breathe, you die. The children of Father God who received the Holy Spirit should pray spiritually to make their spirit live. Prayer is the breath of spirit. So 1 Thessalonians 5:17 says, pray without ceasing. And 1 Samuel 12:23 says, it is sin to ceasing to pray. Okay? So those novice Christians find it is not easy to pray. So they are just a novice Christian. They are like a just born baby. So those babies who are just born cannot speak fluently, and they need to learn those languages, right? But if the baby doesn't give up, but if you don't give up but pray, then if you make bread of the Father God's word, then your spirit can grow up and you can pray. So our pastors and church workers, they are novice Christians, and you teach them how to manage their Christian lives in church, right? Then you gotta teach them how to give full tithe and how to keep the Lord's Day holy and how to pray. As they have, better faith, and you can teach them to give the full tithe. Those who receive the answer, they can easily obey. So when you say to them, pray, then they can come and pray. But they don't know what to pray. They're just like newborn babies. They're just crying. Okay? Mom, daddy, they're just crying. But so you gotta keep on teaching them. Again and again. You gotta repeat. Then, just like the babies can repeat after you, mommy, daddy, you can teach them how to pray, what to pray. But it does not mean that you have to write down what they say during the prayer time. If you teach them the words of Father God well, then they can learn by themselves how to pray. You can, you know, teach them what is sin and what is righteousness. Then they may realize what kind of sin they had committed before. Once they realize their sin, so when they pray, Father, I'm a sinner. Please forgive my sin in the past. No, that's not it. They will just remember what kind of sin they committed. And they will say, Father God, I lied. I hated people. I had an adulterous mind. No, they will think about their sin and they pray. So their prayer will be a lot of, will have a lot of topics. And then they will have in the prayer titles, and they will have in the better prayer. So our church workers and pastors, if you pray well, then you gotta teach, you know, people who are novice, you know, the words of God well, and how to pray. Then just like a newborn babies can, you know, learn from their parents how to speak, you know, when novice Christians should be able to, you know, pray fluently. Or when they receive tongue prayer, it's easy for them to pray. So you can invite them to the special prayer meeting so that they can receive tongue prayer too. So they can maintain their Christian life with ease, and then they will not be tempted when they face any difficulties. When their faith grows up like that, when their arms with the word of Father God, when they can, you know, pray fluently, then, you know, they will realize that they cannot live without prayer. Well, I believe you would stop breathing. I think, you know, there are people who, you know, practice or train themselves to stop breathing. I think you competed with your friends who would, you know, who can hold, you know, breath longer. But the longer you hold your breath, the longer it takes time for you to catch breath again. If you stop praying, you know, your face becomes so red. But the longer you hold your breath, the longer it takes for you to recover. So, you know, if you, you know, stop breathing, you know, quite a long time, then it takes a long time to recover. It is same with praying. If you stop praying for a long time, just like you are being suffocated if you don't breathe, you feel some stuffy in your heart. Well, you gotta have this kind of feeling. You know, I feel stuffy, I feel something not right. Then it is time for you to come back and pray again. But you realize that, but if you don't pray, then you feel even more in a stuffy. And you cannot easily pray again. Then you say, then, I lost my praying. The Holy Spirit mourns in your heart, so you got no joy. The message feels so long, and you irritate every day. And you complain. When you stop praying, the Holy Spirit mourns in your heart. The joy is gone, so you fall asleep during the service. When you're full of the Holy Spirit, then you got no interest in the worldly things. But when you stop praying, you pay attention to worldly things. Well, in the beginning, you feel guilty. When you stop praying, and when you take the world, you know, you feel guilty. Then if you repeat, you know, stop praying, then those things that you hated before, you know, you pay attention to them all the more, the worldly things. And the voice of the Holy Spirit becomes faint, and then you lost your strength to control your body and soul because you stopped praying. you got no more in the strength of spirit. So the soul controls your body, and the body does not obey your spirit. In other words, you lost your faith. In this case, it is hard to pray again. If you hold your breath for a long time, it takes longer time to recover. For normal people, it's not difficult to breathe. If you pray, making it a habit, then it is not difficult to pray. When you pray, you can receive answer and blessing, and you have hope for heaven. So, you are full of the peace and joy in your life. So those who pray by habit, in any given situation, they pray. Say they are on a vacation or that they want to pray. Because they are managing good Christian life. However, it does not mean that, prayer itself needs a lot of work. You got to pray with all your heart and strength and mind. However, if it becomes habit, you don't feel it. Let's say, if you have a problem with your lung, then it is difficult to breathe in and breathe out. Normal people, it's not difficult. Now, those who make the prayer as a habit, then it's easy for them to pray. Then their Christian life is so easy, right? But if you stop praying, after you made prayer your habit, then it is not easy to pray again. But if you have kept on praying like that, making it your habit, then it is so easy to maintain good Christian life. And Father God will give you strength. And especially during the special prayer meeting, you can have that kind of strength. I told you about the special prayer meeting. I told you about what Senior Pastor said. I love something. Senior Pastor once said this. When you pray, Father God is most pleased when you pray in the sanctuary. You remember that, right? When you attend Daniel prayer meeting, you gotta come and pray together, right? In the same sanctuary. You gotta do it. You must. Nowadays, you got cell phone and you can attend Daniel prayer meeting through the TV. But if you don't come to sanctuary, even if you can, then that power of this prayer can be different. So you gotta come to sanctuary and pray together with other congregation that's more blessed. Now, there are people who are fully far from the sanctuary. Nowadays, the bus is not operating. And then on Friday, you cannot, even if you come to sanctuary, you cannot come to the sanctuary during the Daniel prayer meeting or Friday service. But sooner or later, the church will do its best to send you a bus. So, Father God may understand if you can come to sanctuary because there is no transportation, right? But even at home, you gotta pray fervently. Since you have such a situation, Father God will understand you and He will give you the strength. So nowadays, there are people who are wholly far from the sanctuary cannot come to Friday service because there is no transportation. We send buses on the January Divine Healing Meeting Day. So those who cannot come to sanctuary, I feel sorry. But the church will take care of it so that you can use that transportation. So those who can come, you should naturally come to church and pray in the sanctuary. You gotta put makeup on, you gotta put on a dress, you gotta prepare yourself, right? You need time. Now, those who live far away, sometimes they have to drive 2 hours a day. And it takes 2 hours to come back home. Well, that's 4 hours, right? However, no. When you pray, 2 hours, and then you prepare yourself for about an hour, and then you ride the bus for 4 hours, Father God regarded you are in a prayer or everything. So, you got to understand how to pray so that you can receive answer efficiently. Jesus, who is Son of God, set the example of prayer. He prayed by habit, just like his sweat becomes like drops of blood. So Matthew 26:40 and 41 says, "So you men could not keep watch with me for 1 hour? Keep watching and praying that you may not enter into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak." So if we don't keep watching and praying, then we may be tempted. Why is that? After God created the first man, Adam, He made it a living being, a living spirit, so that the Adam could communicate with God. Back then, Father God is spirit. We got to be spirit to communicate with Father God. But if we are not the man of whole spirit, to the extent that we accomplish the spirit, we can communicate with Father God. So if you want to have the perfect communication, you got to be a perfect spiritual man. Adam was a living being, a living spirit. So he got great wisdom and power. But Adam disobeyed the word of God. He ate from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. His spirit died. Now, he couldn't communicate with Father God anymore. So he was controlled by the enemy devil because he obeyed the enemy devil and Satan. Enemy devil and Satan drag people far away from God. Since the enemy devil and Satan controls the world, they made the world even more sinful world. So nobody can deny that the world is getting more and more evil. The enemy devil and Satan governs this world, and the world is already stained by sin. And from the birth, since we start as a man of flesh, and we commit sin in our lives. So just as Romans 6:23 says the wages of sin is death, we cannot but go to the way of death. However, Father God of love wanted to save us, and He wanted to give us strength. So He gave the Holy Spirit as a gift to those who believe in Jesus Christ, so that we can recover the lost spirit. John 3:6, the Lord said, "What is born of spirit is spirit." As the Holy Spirit comes, the spirit revived, and to the extent we obey, we can become the perfect spirit man. In other words, the enemy devil and Satan controls the world, and the people cannot but live in sin and evil among the tribulations and afflictions. However, God of love made Jesus Christ as the atoning sacrifice for sinners, and those who believe in the name of Jesus Christ could receive the salvation. And the Holy Spirit was sent by Him so that we can get away from sin and evil. We accepted Jesus Christ as our Savior. We come to church, we meet God, and we call God as our Father. Even though we are children like that, we are not a man of whole spirit yet. I told you before, the Holy Spirit revives our spirit. So our spirit is so little. Our heart is virtually filled with sin and evil entirely. But our spirit is revived. It was born. It's just like a newborn baby. But if that baby becomes growing up by the help of the Holy Spirit, then we can become a man of spirit, a man of whole spirit. As we obey, as we pray, as we listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit, as we be guided by the Holy Spirit, and as we obey His guidance, then the sin and evil will be gone in our heart, and the spirit will grow up, and we can become a man of spirit. That's the Christian life. In order to do so, we gotta receive the strength of the Holy Spirit. Without the help of the Holy Spirit, we cannot grow up. How to receive that help? Only through prayer. Romans 8:26 says, "In the same way, the Spirit also helps our weakness. For we do not know how to pray as we should, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. The Holy Spirit helps us to overcome the world. It is a little spirit. Then this spirit should live in the world, which is controlled by the enemy, devil, and Satan. And the heart is already filled with sin and evil, which is controlled by the enemy, devil, and Satan. How to overcome this sin and evil, and we can obey the Spirit? We are weak. So that's why Father God sent the Holy Spirit to our heart. If the Holy Spirit helps outside us, then we cannot receive strength. So the Holy Spirit comes in our heart. So Holy Spirit helps us from inside. Now, you receive the Holy Spirit, but you don't listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit. The voice of the Holy Spirit is heard in your heart. But the tunnel to listen to His voice is prayer. If you don't pray, now, if you pray, during the prayer, you feel like you are good. You are a man of truth already. You feel like you can do. Why? Because there is the help of the Holy Spirit. So you got to remember the voice of the Holy Spirit. Okay, I can do it. I can love even the one I used to hate. If you pray, then you cannot say, oh, I hate him still. Instead, you will say, why should I hate him? You know, I got to love him. I can love him. That's the power of the Holy Spirit when you pray. But right after the prayer is over, you should not forget what you prayed for. You got to remember. You got to remember the prayer. You got to hold on to it and apply it to your everyday life. That's the life of prayer. Then you can change quickly. Not only when you pray, but the Holy Spirit will help you remember what you prayed for in your heart. So whenever, not only when you pray, but you can receive the help of the Holy Spirit all the time. Holy Spirit helps you overcome the world. When you receive the whole help of the Holy Spirit and receive the fullness of the Holy Spirit, in order to do so, you got to give fervent prayer. When you pray, the Holy Spirit lets you hear His voice and governs your heart so that you can prepare for the upcoming trials. Or He can help you how to avoid some difficulties or how to overcome the difficulties you already faced. If you keep watching and pray, then you can overcome trials. What does it mean? It means you will face trials until you go heaven. As your faith goes up, you know, we cannot say there is no trial. Without trial, you cannot go up. You cannot grow up. You can, after you pass the test, you can advance to higher degree, higher in the grade, higher grade, right? At school. Those who face trials, they gotta pray more fervently, more earnestly. Those who have faith, pray even more when they face trials. They approach God a lot closer. So that kind of prayer is necessary. When we pray like that, we can jump to higher level. But if you don't pray, you got tempted and you fall down and you lose your faith. Trial is not allowed for that reason. You got to pass the trial and you can grow up. That's what Father God wants. And the Holy Spirit is ready to help you to overcome the trials. That's why you got to pray. But if you don't pray, you cannot discern the will of Father God. And you may stick to your own self-righteousness. And you may even welcome trials in your life. You know, you welcome trials. And even when the trial comes, you use your fleshly thought and you stick to your self-righteousness and you may be defeated by the trials. Why? Because you don't listen to the Holy Spirit. You don't, you know, you don't rely on the Holy Spirit through prayer. That's why. James 1 verses 13 to 15 says, let no one say when he is tempted, I'm being tempted by God. For God cannot be tempted by evil, and He Himself does not tempt anyone. But each one is tempted when he is carried away and enticed by his own lust. Then, when lust has conceived, it gives birth to sin. And when sin is accomplished, it brings forth death. So, when people don't pray, they receive trials. So, they cannot discern the will of Father God, and they are tempted by their own greed. Trials come to church. When you pray fervently, you can understand the will and providence of Father God behind the trials. The trials are to reveal even greater glory of Father God. Senior pastor's manifestation of power. And it was so great, amazing. Even the epidemic diseases were gone, and we were protected. Even when we were infected, when senior pastor prayed, we were healed. All kinds of testimonies. When there was epidemic diseases, and when senior pastor prayed, even the whole country was released from that disease. Even the natural disasters were gone thanks to senior pastor prayer. But the world does not long for this kind of Father God's power. They use fleshly thoughts. They try to use their logic and reason, even though they heard about this power of God. Well, we got evidence that they cannot deny, but they don't come. And we feel sorry for that. We prayed, Father, let there be a power of recreation, the senior pastor manifests, so that the heads and then the presidents and the kings of the countries come to this church and receive senior pastor prayer to solve their calamities or natural disasters that took place in their respective countries. We prayed like that, right? But the power is getting greater and greater, but the world does not come to senior pastor. I feel sorry. But now, we face trials. Then, I was inspired by the Holy Spirit. Aha! He will help us to fill up justice for us. Even though we witnessed in the power of God, but people didn't come to see. We thought the kings and the rich men will come to the church and ask for senior pastor prayer and answers of God. The more people will come to know God. That's what we wished. For that, senior pastor has manifested great power. But why doesn't it happen? Now, senior pastor is not around. And the difficulties that our senior pastor is facing now, it will become, justice for us. So that the world can see eventually the power that our senior pastor manifests. So, I could pray all the more with this kind of hope. Father, please work like that for this church. However, there are people who stumble and who complain against God. Then they were tempted and they faced trials and they fell down. They use the fleshly thoughts and the Satan gives in the fleshly thoughts and they cannot pray. It is senior pastor who is facing trials. But, they got tempted and they don't pray and they stop praying. Any devil and Satan is working behind them so that they would not pray. So that they lose their faith. Now, only through prayer you can keep your faith. Not just attending the inner prayer meeting, but giving fervent prayer by holding on to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will give you answer. That should be the prayer. Those who truly depend on to trust this senior pastor felt so sorry and they hated others. However, through dreams, they realized the goodness of senior pastor. How senior pastor understood them, how senior pastor visited them and forgave them, and their hatred was gone and they found inner peace in their hearts. Father God can control our heart and mind, not according to our own plans and ideas, but according to the wisdom and help of the Holy Spirit. For that, you gotta pray. Now, you face trials, something you can understand, then you gotta pray. And the Holy Spirit will give you answer. Then you can become overwhelming in the conquerors. If you don't pray, you cannot control your greed. When you commit sin, you cannot be protected. And you can face trials that enemy, devil, and Satan brings to you. Someone faced trials because of their own faults, but they say the trials were caused only by God. So they complain against God, so they cannot overcome trials. 2 Corinthians 10:5 says, "We are destroying speculations and every lofty thing raised up against the knowledge of God, and we are taking every thought captive to the obedience of Christ." We got to break our thoughts and minds, and we got to obey the truth. So that we got to pray. We cannot control our heart and mind ourselves. We got to pray to receive the help, strength of the Holy Spirit. If you pray, if you don't make a habit of depending on Father God, then you will use your fleshly thought. Now the workers, the leaders of the church should not manage church works with their own ideas. Without discerning what is the will of Father God, then you may go to the wrong way than Father God's way. So you should always pray. You got to always be by the guide of the Holy Spirit so that you will not use your own fleshly idea. Only when we pray, we will not be tempted. Jesus said to his disciples, "Keep watching and praying that you may not enter into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak." What does it mean by the flesh is weak? Peter and James and John, they were fishermen, so they were very healthy men. Even if they stood up all night for days, no, it didn't bother them. However, Jesus said, "Keep watching and pray with me." They fell asleep. They went to mountain to pray together with Jesus. They just didn't have any strength to overcome their fleshly lusts, fleshly fatigue, even if they wanted to pray. And they couldn't overcome those fleshly desires. So even the first disciple of Jesus, Peter, when his life was threatened, he denied the Lord 3 times. It happened before he received the Holy Spirit. He was afraid. But after he received the Holy Spirit, he revived the dead. He manifested great signs and miracles. He was a very brave man to be crucified upside down. After receiving the Holy Spirit, his flesh was not weak. He was not afraid of death. He became the disciple of God's power. We can change like that. Jesus was crucified, and he shed his precious blood. He broke the authority of the enemy, devil, and Satan. And he took all our weakness, poverty, and infirmities. Thanks to our Lord. Therefore, since we receive the Holy Spirit, when we have faith, when we obey the words of God, then we can be healthy both in spirit and in body. On top of that, we can do something the man cannot do, and there will be no impossible things. But there are some people who just say, "My flesh is weak," even after they commit a sin, but without repenting, they justify themselves. Well, they can say so because they do not know the truth. They do not know the truth. For example, let's say you are a father. You gave your son $1,000,000. And your son put the $1,000,000 inside his pocket. Now he forgot there was $1,000,000 in his pocket. Now it's lunchtime. Your son is hungry. But your son is so hungry that he couldn't afford anything to eat. Now, if you look at such a son, what would you feel? It's like Father God who was watching his children who received the Holy Spirit already, but they say, my flesh is weak, I cannot pray. You are just like a son who do not eat even with 1,000,001 in your own pocket. If I depend on the Holy Spirit, I can do everything. I disobeyed before. I was, you know, foolish. But now I will depend on the Holy Spirit. You know, you got to be humble like that. But this is what disciples looked like, you know, before they received the Holy Spirit. So if you keep watching and pray, you will receive the help of the Holy Spirit. And you can cast off, you know, deeds of the body. And you can live only by the will of God. I stopped praying. That's why I faced trials. Please forgive me. You pray like that. 1 Peter 5 verses 8 and 9 says, be of sober spirit. Be on the alert. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. But resist him, firm in your faith, knowing that the same experiences of suffering are being accomplished by your brethren who are in the world. The enemy devil of Satan, who has the control of the air, is like a roaring lion. They try to deceive the children of God so that, you know, they would leave God. So we gotta keep watching and pray to defeat the attack of the devil. Now, here is another example. You want to pull out a tree, then you will move it first. Now, the tree has a huge trunk and deep root. Then you will give it up. You will look for another tree. Weaker, weak, right? Now it moves. Then you will, you know, move it even stronger. Then you will pull, you know, you will eventually pull it out. This is what the enemy, devil, and Satan. It tempts you. But you don't move at all. But others are tempted. Then the enemy, devil, and Satan will keep on attacking you. In your life, you heard the words of untruth and you use your fleshly thought. You gotta defeat it and then you gotta discern, right? But instead of discerning it, you use your fleshly thoughts and judge them and condemn others. The enemy, devil, and Satan will bring you the news about others. Then you will lose your fullness. Your flow will cool down. You would rather judge and condemn. You would eventually lose your faith. So in your life, how did enemy, devil, and Satan attack me? Through my spouse, through my children, through my co-workers. Ask yourself whether you complained, whether the trials were too difficult to overcome. If you don't complain, but if you just get over it, then you will say, that's my shortcut to get better faith. You come to Daniel prayer meeting, but you have idle thoughts, thinking about the people that who bothered you before. So you cannot pray earnestly. Then same kind of trials will come to you. But, you know, if you pray all the more when you face trial and you are more faithful, the enemy, devil, and Satan will give up on you. And through that prayer, Father God will be pleased with you and He will give you strength and power back. This is what you experienced before. Your fall. You gotta defeat the enemy, devil, and Satan's scheme. And you gotta live by the word of God, and you gotta come to the light through fervent prayer. Jesus could accomplish his ministry according to the will of Father God thanks to this prayer. since he is the Son of God, you know, he managed everything so easy. Well, yes, he did. However, he set the example of prayer before us. And since he prayed fervently like that, his ministry was, you know, easily manageable. And until he died on the cross, he was able to manage the ministry with thanks and gratitude. He fasted 40 days before his, you know, public ministry. And even during the public ministry, whenever he got time, he prayed to Father God. Since he prayed in Gethsemane, with his, you know, drops of, you know, with his sweat becoming the drops of blood to the ground, he took the cross and he broke the authority of death and he resurrected and he won victory. Father God says in Colossians 4:2, devote yourself to prayer, keeping alert in it with an attitude of thanksgiving. 1 Peter 4:7 says, the end of all things is near. Therefore, be of sound judgment and sober spirit for the purpose of prayer. In Matthew 6:3, our Lord said, and do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us evil. This is his Lord's prayer. As we pray like that, the Holy Spirit will help us and teach us to go to the right path. And then when we cast off sin and evil, then our spirit and soul will prosper, and we will resemble the heart of the Lord, and everything will go on prosperously. 1 John 5:18 says, he who was born of God keeps him, and the evil one does not touch him. When we pray and keep watching, then we can be protected by Father God all the time. Even if you face trial, Father God will give you a getaway, and he will make everything work for the good. Therefore, not only when you pray, so whenever you pray, you should realize that the prayer is a shield for you as a strength to overcome the world. And keep watching and praying. Let me conclude this message. Our Lord followed the will of Father God and he prayed all the time and he set the example of prayer. He went to the field and mountains whenever he prayed. And the forefathers of faith prayed all the time to accomplish the work of God. 1 Samuel 12:23 and 24 says, moreover, as for me, far be it from me that I should sin against the Lord by ceasing to pray for you. But I will instruct you in the good and right way. Only fear the Lord and serve him in the truth. With all your heart, for consider what great things he has done for you. The prayer is a word command of Father God. So ceasing to pray is a sin. When you don't pray, you will have fleshly thoughts, and which will hinder you from following the will of Father God. Those who are easily tempted, who easily commit sin, then they stay away from God. But children who were born of the water and the Holy Spirit, they know the importance of prayer, and they make it a habit. When there is no answer to your prayer, you lose heart, and you give it up. You should never commit such a sin. You know, you pray and the Father God does not listen to you. Don't be disappointed. And don't give up on your prayer. It shows that even if you say so, then it is a proof that you got no faith. Whenever it's necessary, we pray to Father God. But even if there is no answer, you should not be disappointed, because Father God will give you only the best things at the most appropriate time. So you gotta pray. That's your faith. Only when you pray like that, can you receive answer. Now you lose your faith. You stop praying. And that's not faith. You cannot receive answer to your prayers. So there are people who believe, there are people who say they believe, but it's not easy to find those, you know, who have such great faith. So the Lord says, will he come? Will he find faith when he comes back? We gotta keep watching and pray. We should not be tempted. We gotta give thanks in all things and receive the fullness of the Holy Spirit. You should obey, as the Lord said, keep watching and praying that you may not enter into temptation, so that you can become an overwhelming conqueror of all temptations. Furthermore, may you pray fervently and receive the fullness of the Holy Spirit, so that you may live a holy and perfect life that God desires. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray.
Hallelujah! Almighty Father God of love, please lay your hands on all brothers and sisters receiving this prayer here in attendance. Lay your hands on all the members of the branch churches and local sanctuaries, and all the GCN TV viewers, and those who are watching via satellites, cables, and internet all over the world. Plant faith in their hearts and drive out their negative thoughts and doubts. Let all the trials and afflictions leave them. By the fire of the Holy Spirit, from head to toe, scorch their sick and affected parts, including all cells, tissues, and nerves, all internal organs and intestines. Let the light of creation come upon them. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all diseases, germs, and viruses, and infirmities go away. Let the light shine on them. Scorch their incurable and long-term diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Burn all kinds of endemic and contagious diseases like malaria. All epidemic diseases such as colds and fever go away from them. Protect them, Father, from any kind of germs and viruses and bacteria. Heal them of all kinds of cancers, stomach cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer, breast cancer, womb cancer, intestinal cancer, and all other diseases like AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, heart disease, lung disease, diabetes, women's disease, thyroid diseases, and all inflammations. Let them be made whole from the polio, stroke, arthritis, herniated discs, and many others. Let all kinds of pains disappear from them, like back pain, headache, and neuralgia. Set them free from epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and all other mental diseases. Loosen them from all kinds of paralysis and let them get up, walk, and jump. Let them regain good eyesight and restore good hearing. Let the blind open their eyes. Let the deaf come to hear and let the mute begin to speak. Heal accidents after effects. Restore their ruptured and broken bones. Restore them from burns and let the heat and burning sensation go away from them. Father, let there be no scars left. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions and poisoning. Father, regenerate dead nerves, tissues, and cells, and bring the dead back to life. Bless them to conceive a baby. Father, please give them blessing to conceive a baby. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the air, the evil forces and their servants, go away from them. Go away, evil spirits, unclean spirits, deceiving spirits, spirits of falsehood, separating spirits and all forces of darkness. Loosen all bonds of wickedness and darkness and go away from them. Let the light shine on them. Father God, give them strength to cry out in prayer and empower them with the power to cast off sins and become sanctified. Let them be in good health as their soul becomes prosperous and let their family be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters, and bless them to lead a successful and prosperous life in everything. Please protect your children, their homes and business, and their work with the fiery hedge of the Holy Spirit, with heavenly hosts and angels, and with your blazing eyes. Give students wisdom and understanding, and fill their hearts with more passion and desire for study. Keep their hearts and minds from worldly things, and plant into their hearts more fervent love for God. Bless your children and let them give glory to you in everything they do, whether they eat or drink or whatever they may do. Let them confess and testify to the living God, "I have met and experienced God and received His answers and blessings." Father God, thank you. Let all glory be to you alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.